Neil Diamond, songs sung blue. My hands are blue from being outside. Not really, but there's a very heavy potential for that. 22 below zero right now at the new WCVR. At 6:22, you're with Greg Bryce in the morning, getting your day started on the new WCVR. AM 1320, the new WCVR. Good morning, Central Vermont. Eddie Rabbit and Driving My Life Away. It's 6:25 with Brace in the Morning, and coming up in just a little bit, it's the real Dick Lackley to brush you up on all them sports that happened over the weekends, including the phenomenal win of the Philadelphia Eagles over the Dallas Cowboys. You're with Greg Price in the morning from the City of Winners.
If you're not familiar with the Upper Valley's first and only automotive supermarket, get acquainted at Clifford's Garage.
Like I said, Dick Lackalade, the real Dick Lackalade, will be up with sports next, right after this from McCartney on the new WCVR.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair.
Good morning at 6:30. This is WCVR Sportsline. Well, the pairings are set for Super Bowl 15 on January 25th in New Orleans.
Girl sports on there, you know what I mean?
We should have more girl sports, right?
And by the way, the Eagles, they're number one. We're going all the way. We're going to crush them bad people with the black jerseys from the West Coast. It's going to be a nice sight.
Must be the dark jerseys, huh?
No, it's not that. It's that they're playing the Eagles. It's the Eagles. Bet the ranch on the Eagles. That's the inside tip. I don't want to talk about it no more. That's it. It's time for Buyer Seller's Corner on the new WCVR. I am your host, Greg Price, at 24 minutes before 7. Yeah, your host.
Well, host for the most.
Yeah, right on. Anyway, good morning, folks. Here we have it. On the Buyer Seller's Corner this morning, there is a gentleman who has galvanized sap buckets with covers and spouts for $2 a set. You can call Ken Pryor at 763-7649. You can call anytime, 763-7649. There's a white kitchen universal wooden electric range. There's one antique parlor stove in good condition, and the asking price for that is $100. The brand name is Home Welcome, and also that person has a pair of boys size 7 or 7.5 ski boots. And it's 22 before 7 o'clock with Greg Price in the morning at the new WCVR. And that about does it for Buyer Seller's Corner this morning. If you'd like to have something read on Buyer Seller's Corner, it's very simple. All you have to do is send it to WCVR Buyer Seller's Corner, Box 445, Randolph, Vermont 05060. Well, the official National Weather Service forecast for Central Vermont calling for some cloudy periods today. Scattered flurries, highs from 0 to 5 above, then partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Lows tonight near 10 below and highs tomorrow around 10 above. Variable winds today under 10 miles per hour. Light and variable tonight and chance of flurries 50% today and 20% tonight and tomorrow. Extended forecast for Vermont calling for partly cloudy Wednesday and Friday. A chance of flurries and fair on Sunday, and highs in the teens to 25 and lows 5 below to 5 above. So it looks like pretty much of the same as we've been experiencing throughout the last few weeks here in the Central Vermont area. It's 21 in front of 7 with Maureen McGovern and the Morning After song.
Yeah.
Well, as sure as there's a night before, I guess there has to be a morning after. Maureen McGovern from the Poseidon Adventure. We're the new WCVR, everything you need in Central Vermont. 18 in front of 7 o'clock with my good buddy and cousin, Ray Price. Fifteen away from seven at AM 1320, the new WCVR, Ray Price, and for the good times, we have everything you need in Central Vermont at 5 before 7, 6:55, just 10 minutes away from now, we'll have News Director Reed Upton with Central Vermont News in the WCVR newsroom. Twelve minutes before 7 at AM 1320, the new WCVR. I am Price in the Morning, direct from the City of Winners. And coming up, I'll have the school lunch menus for the Central Vermont area. And we'll be taking a look at today in history, right after Jim Croce. The late Jim Croce, I'll have to say I love you in a song. 9 minutes before 7 at the new WCVR, and I am Price in the Morning. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time to take a look at the lunch menu in the Central Vermont area, brought to you each weekday morning at this time by the Northfield Savings Bank.
Northfield Savings Bank 1981 calendar
is now available, and the 1981 calendar is free to all Northfield Savings Bank customers. Just ask for one at any of our five offices in Northfield, Barrie, Waterbury, Randolph, and the new office in Montpelier. There's an original sketch of Montpelier as it was in 1850. Our beautiful cloth calendar decorates your wall and keeps you up to date to boot. Stop in soon, and remember, when you bank with Northfield, you invest in Vermont. Member FDIC.
Well, in the Randolph Hot Lunch menu program is going to be meat ravioli, tossed salad, green beans, hot rolls, and pudding, and milk. And that's been a listing of the school lunch menus in the Central Vermont area, brought to you each morning by the Northfield Savings Bank. Well, today in history. Today is Monday, January 12th. It's the 12th day of 1981. There are 353 days left in the year, and I've had that confirmed by our news director. He came to them all. He said there are 353 days left in this year. And on this date in history, in 1945, German forces retreated in disorder to the Battle of the Bulge in Belgium during World War II. In 1737, the first signer of the American Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, was born in Braintree, Massachusetts. In 1919, the House of Representatives rejected a proposal to give women the right to vote. In 1944, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and French General Charles de Gaulle held a wartime conference in Marrakesh, Morocco. In 1958, the Soviet Union proposed a zone free of nuclear weapons from the Arctic Circle to the Mediterranean. 10 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the right of New York State to cut off welfare payments to mothers who refused to allow caseworkers into their homes. 5 years ago, Egypt, Syria, and Jordan asked the United Nations Security Council to ensure Israel's withdrawal from all occupied Arab territory. 1 year ago, Iran threatened to cut off the flow of oil to any nation that backed U.S. economic sanctions aimed at freeing the American hostages. And today's birthdays, baseball player Bill Madlock is 30 years old, civil rights leader James Farmer is 61, and WCVR news director Reed Upton is 43. And while we're on the subject, it's time for the man with the golden throat and the heavy typewriter and all the news you need to know in Central Vermont. News director Reed Upton. Good morning, Reed.
Good morning, Greg. Two men found guilty of robbing a Waitsfield bank in July of 1979 have been sentenced in U.S. District Court in Burlington. Currently outside in Central Vermont, it's cold. 22 below at WCVR. Minus 24 degrees in Randolph Center. That's Central Vermont News this morning at 7 o'clock. In the WCVR newsroom, I'm Reed Upton. You're listening to WCVR Randolph. The time is 7 o'clock.
Past 7, I am Greg Price in the morning at the new WCVR. We have everything you need. right here. Here's Tammy Wynette. Stand by your man.
Sometimes.
Tammy Wynette. Stand by your man. With everything you need in central Vermont, this is the new WCVR. I am Price in the Morning. 7 minutes after 7 right now. Time to get up, get going, Central Vermont. At 7:30, we'll have sports from the Associated Press Radio Network along with Motor Sports Line to get you up to date on everything that happened in the world of motorsports. So stay right here at AM 1320.
Way back when, in 67,
Steely Dan from the Gaucho LP and Hey 19. 12 past 7 in the morning at the new WCVR. I am Price in the Morning and we're having a good time here today. Trying to get you going. It is cold out there. It's 22 degrees below zero right here at the new WCVR. And we'll have the complete official National Weather Service forecast for you in just a little bit. Right now, let's take a look at the school lunch menus and the Randolph Hot Lunch Program. It's brought to you each weekday morning at this time by Northfield Savings Bank.
Northfield Savings Bank 1981 calendar
is now available, and the 1981 calendar is free to all Northfield Savings Bank customers. Just ask for one at any of our five offices in Northfield, Barrie, Waterbury, Randolph, and the new office in Montpelier. There's an original sketch of Montpelier as it was in 1850. Our beautiful cloth calendar decorates your wall and keeps you up to date to boot. Stop in soon. And remember, when you bank with Northfield, you invest in Vermont. Member FDIC.
In the Randolph Hot Lunch, it's meat, raviolis, tossed salad, green beans, hot rolls, and pudding and milk. And that's a look at the school lunch menus in this area at this time in the morning. Oh boy, it's 13 after 7. 13 minutes past 7 in the morning at AM 1320, and I'll have the weather for you coming up.
Webster's Fire Machinery now.
Cloudy periods today with scattered flurries, highs from 0 to 5 above, then partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, lows tonight near 10 below, and winds tomorrow around 10 above, and variable winds today under 10 miles per hour, lighter and variable tonight, and the chance is 50% today and 20% tonight and tomorrow. Extended forecast for Vermont from Wednesday through Friday, calling for partly cloudy Wednesday and Friday, and a chance of flurries with fair temperatures on Tuesday, and high should be teens to 25 and lows 5 below to 5 above. Right now, our reporter in South Royalton says it's minus 20 degrees below zero, and in Stockbridge it's 13 below. It's clear and there's no wind, and it's 22 at WCVR, 22 degrees below zero, that is. In Randolph Center, 24 degrees below zero and no wind. And, well, by the way, I'd like to get a reporter from Bethel or Chelsea. If someone's interested in calling in the temperature to the station, a person maybe from Bethel and maybe another person from Chelsea, why don't you give me a call here and maybe we can set something up so we can get the temperatures for those areas in the morning. 7:15 right now at the new WCVR, and here's Bread with Greg Price. Bread, not in your money area, but I mean, you know, it's bread just the same. AM 1320, the new WCVR, it's 7:18 with Price in the Morning, direct from the City of Winners. And, well, Yesterday was Bev Curtis's birthday. Brother Jim wanted me to play this. Mom did too. Don Williams, I Believe in You, from the new WCVR.
I don't believe in superstars or...
The Close-Up Club of Randolph Union High School are challenging community businesses to answer their letters from the Close-Up kids generously. The kids will be going to Washington, D.C. with their Brooklyn partners only if they can raise the money through the community and you. And that's a look at the community calendar this morning, brought to you by Randolph Savings and Loan.
Are you covered by an employer-sponsored retirement plan?
Well, when I tell you it's cold... It is cold this morning. It's cool, okay? Generally, there's no precipitation, and there's clear skies in northern New England. It's 16 below in Claremont, New Hampshire, 25 below in Fairley, Vermont, 19 below in Woodstock, 20 below at Mount Washington, and 26 below in Montpelier, 13 below in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and 16 below in Ludlow, Vermont. And we have an unconfirmed report that it was 30 below in East Randolph. It's 20 below in South Royalton, 13 below in Stockbridge, 24 below in Randolph Center with no wind. And right now in our WCVR studios, it's a real cool 22 below zero. 724 with Price in the Morning, direct from the City of Winners, with just one of the cutest little Bee Gees I ever did see. Andy Gibb at the new AM 1320 WCVR. Everything you need in central Vermont, AM 1320, new WCVR. Andy Gibb, and for the life of me, I don't think I'll ever figure out just what exactly shadow dancing is. However, that's shadow dancing. From Andy Gibb at the new WCVR, 728 right now, and time to check into the WCVR newsroom, find out what's happening in the real world with News Director Reed Upton. Good morning, Reed. Good morning, Reed. Good morning, Reed. Good morning, Reed. Well, scrap that. We're going to check out what's happening in sports.
Good morning. It's been narrowed down to a pair for Super Bowl 50.
I'm that hard-working news director of ours. And Reed, are you there?
Yeah. We have so many hard-working, technically inclined people here that it's hard to figure out what buttons we're supposed to be pushing.
Well, baby, we got it. What's happening?
Okay, the state police controversies continue.
1320, the new WCVR. Charlie Pride, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, 23 in front of 8 o'clock right now with Price in the Morning from the City of Winners on the new WCVR.
A simple statement from Randolph National Bank. Our brand new single statement makes managing your money simpler than ever before. The single statement. It shows both your checking and savings accounts on one easy-to-read, convenient statement. And it provides you with new information. Checks are listed sequentially by check number for easy reference and to make reconciling your account simpler. Checks are also listed in date order, as are deposits with running balances through the month. The savings account portion of the statement shows all deposits, withdrawals, and interest credited for the month. Randolph National's new single statement provides you with a convenient source of information for all your checking and savings transactions, and all in one form. That's what we call a simple statement. Ask about it at the nearest office of Randolph National Bank. Member FDIC.
Now from the makers of America's best-selling ale comes Genesee 12 Horse, the adventurous ale. If you're a man who likes to break new trails, if you're a woman who's eager to explore where others haven't gone before, then you and 12 Horse Ale were made for each other. 12 Horse Ale, an adventure in taste, and yet you're not taking any chances. Because 12 Horse comes from Genesee, brewers of America's best-selling ale. Tonight, try the adventurous ale. 12 Horse Ale from Genesee. Distributed locally by Farrell Distributors of Burlington.
If you're a retailer, you may be missing ad dollars from manufacturers. Don't miss out. This station can tell you about 1,500 manufacturers in most businesses who provide radio co-op. Many pay 100% of the ad cost. Radio will heat up your sales fast, and this station will help you get co-op money to make your ad budget bigger. Radio, it's red hot. Get more facts. Call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
For professional well drilling service in central Vermont, contact Carden Well Drilling in Hancock. Carden Well Drilling are licensed and certified drillers and members of National and New England Water Well Associations. So when you need a water well, call the professionals at 767-3171 or 767-3355. Carden Well Drilling in Hancock, a family business serving our area for 35 years.
The official National Weather Service forecast for central Vermont, well, some cloudy periods today with scattered flurries, and we'll have highs from 0 to 5 above, and then partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, and low tonight near 10 below, and highs tomorrow around 10 above, and variable winds today under 10 miles per hour, lighter and variable tonight, and the chance of flurries 50% today, 20% tonight and tomorrow. Extended forecast for Vermont for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy Wednesday and Friday, a chance of flurries and fair on Thursday, highs in the teens to 25 and lows 5 below to 5 above. And within the last hour, we've gotten reports from Claremont, New Hampshire, it's 16 below. In Fairley, Vermont, it's 25 below. In Woodstock, it's 19 below. In Mount Washington, 20 below. Montpelier reported 26 below. And Lebanon, New Hampshire, 13 below. Ludlow, Vermont, 16 below. We got a report in South Royalton, that's 20 below zero there, 13 below in Stockbridge, and 24 below in Randolph Center, and it's warmed up a bit here at the station. It's only 20 below at the new WCVR. With Price in the Morning and Eddie Rabbit, his latest, I Love a Rainy Night.
Well, I love
a rabbit. I love a rainy night. Everything you need in central Vermont, right here on the new WCVR. You're with Price in the Morning, and boy, do we have a nice sunny looking day for us right here. A little bit cold, and that never stops anything. That's great, Eddie. Well, you can set the right button of your car radio to the new AM 1320 WCVR if you haven't done it already. In fact, do it right now for me as a favor, okay? You can enjoy Rick Harris today at 11 o'clock with Central Vermont's best music. Thirteen before eight. Firefall. You are the woman. We have everything you need in central Vermont. We're the new WCVR. I guess we have everything except for fresh brewed coffee. Oh, boy. Here's Paul Simon, late in the evening. 5 years ago, Egypt, Syria, and Jordan asked the UN Security Council to ensure Israel's withdrawal from all occupied Arab territory. 1 year ago, Iran threatened to cut off the flow of oil to any nation that backed U.S. economic sanctions aimed at freeing the American hostages. Today's birthdays, baseball player Bill Matlock is 30 years old, civil rights leader James Farmer is 61, and news director Reed Upton is 43. Your WCVR, 7 before 8. Reed will be up right after this from John Paul Young.
Love is in the air.
1320, a new WCVR, Love is in the Air. Everything you need in central Vermont, right here with Greg Price in the morning at 5 before 8. It's time for the man with nary a bad word for anyone, and always a positive attitude and upright, forthright kind of guy, Reed Upton. Happy birthday, Reed.
Who?
Well, in keeping with my newfound image,
a former 1320, the Statler Brothers, and the movies. 8 minutes past eight with Greg Price. We have everything you need in central Vermont. At 8:30, sports from the Associated Press Radio Network. Fogelberg. Same old Lang Syne. On the new WCVR, it's 13 past 8. You're with Price in the Morning. And coming up, I'll have the official National Weather Service forecast for Central Vermont.
It's cold, and your body would appreciate...
For all your sewing needs, it's Busy Fingers. So little for so much. Merchants Row, Randolph. The official National Weather Service forecast. Some cloudy periods today with scattered flurries, highs from 0 to 5 above. Then partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Lows tonight near 10 below, and highs tomorrow around 10 above. And variable clouds today under 10 miles per hour. That's the winds, that is, variable winds under 10 miles per hour. Later and variable tonight, chance of flurries 50% today, 20% tonight and tomorrow. And right now it's 19 degrees below zero at the new WCVR. And this morning we had reports of 16 below in Claremont, New Hampshire, 25 below in Fairley, Vermont, 19 below at Woodstock, 20 below at Mount Washington, 26 below at Montpelier, and 13 below in Lebanon, New Hampshire, 16 below in Ludlow, and it was 24 at one point below in Randolph Center, 13 below in Stockbridge, and 20 below in South Royalton. And I'd still like to, if there's someone in the listening audience who is from Bethel or from Chelsea who would like to be a temperature reporter for WCVR, I'd like to get those two communities added to our list. You can call us at 728-3327 and ask for Greg Price, and we'll set you up. It's the Bethel area and the Chelsea area. We'd like reporters for temperature readings in the morning. 8:15 right now in the morning with Price in the Morning at the new WCVR. Carly Simon, Jesse, on the new WCVR. Everything you need in Central Vermont. 8:19 right now with Greg Brace in the Morning. And I want to remind you that if you see news in the making, I want you to call the WCVR News Hotline, and that number is 728-3327. If you have the best tip of the month, you'll win $13.20 from the News Authority in Central Vermont, WCVR. Man who brought you Ahab, the Arab, and the Streak, and a whole bunch of other crazy things. Ray Stevens, and Everything is Beautiful, and I Need Your Help, Barry Manilow.
What do you look for in a bank?
Nate's, Vermont's largest men's clothier in Montpelier, is now having their midwinter clearance sale on suits and outerwear. Enjoy substantial savings on quality name brand clothing. Save 20 to 40% on 100% wool blended, and 100% polyester three-piece suits. Also, save 20 to 40% on all outerwear, including parkas, vests, wool tweeds, and brand name clothing. Transform your appearance and budget with Nate's savings on quality men's clothing. Nate's is located on Main Street in Montpelier.
Morning, this is Karen calling from Sugarbush Valley in Warren, Vermont. The temperature at the base of the mountain is minus 10 degrees under sunny skies with calm winds. Sugarbush and Sugarbush North will be operating 11 lifts and 58 trails today, including the gondola. Snowmaking and grooming operations are underway at both areas as well. Our surface conditions are generally described as packed powder with some loose and frozen granular, and our base range is from 10 to 38 inches. We are offering skiing on 2,600 vertical feet. This is Karen calling from Sugarbush Valley, Route 100, Warren, Vermont.
Well, thanks a lot, Sugarbush. 8:25 and 19 degrees below zero. At AM 1320, the new WCVR, Leo Sayre. Sayre with tons of love and more than I can say. At AM 1320, the new WCVR, I'm Price in the Morning, 8:28, and, well, let's find out with Fine American News Director and sex symbol Reed Upton has going on in the WCVR newsroom. Reed, good morning.
State police controversy is continuing today as David Putter, author of a report critical of the top brass of the state police, says that his firing at the hands of incoming Attorney General John Easton is the result of that report.
Okay, thanks a lot, Reed. And, right now it's time for a real fine American gentleman. And of course, I'm talking about the man who knows all the scores behind the sports and all the stories behind the scores. It's Dandy Dick Lacolade. Good morning, Dick.
How do I follow that?
By doing the sports.
Oh,
how
by
else?
Doing the sports. Thank you, Greg. Good morning. And a sunny but chilly Monday morning. And we're 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl.